cliffcentral.com. The conversations just keep on continuing right at the Durban International Film Festival at the Leading Lady Lounge, and I get to talk to interesting people with even interesting-er names, you see? As if interesting-er is a word. Neil van Deventer joins me now. He's a producer for Palama Productions based in Joburg, and you're all the way in Durban. Neil, what actually brings you here?
Well, we actually have a film in competition.
That's awesome.
It's quite nice. An Afrikaans film. I'm not 100% sure if I'm correct, but I think it's the only Afrikaans film showing at DIFF this year. It's called Dis Ek Anna. Uh-huh. And it was directed by the same director that directed the opening night film, Ayanda.
Yeah.
Sarah Bletcher.
Fantastic.
And it's her first take on Afrikaans. She's an English woman who's directed up till now a Zulu film, a Sotho film, and an Afrikaans film. So she's never directed an English film.
Talk about a new South African
amazing,
film woman.
Huh?
Exactly.
Yeah,
is this your first time at DIFF, or have you been here over the years?
No, it's my first time, and I'm overwhelmed, I must honestly say.
In a good way, hopefully.
In a very good way.
Yeah.
It's bigger. Wow. I've never experienced anything like that. Coming from a production background mostly, and this is only my second film that I'm producing, and the previous one was a small-scale Afrikaans one, and this one obviously being accepted into DIFF was amazing.
Uh-huh.
But coming down here,
actually talk about that process, because I find it very interesting. So you work on a movie, so how do you submit it? You know, do you have to submit the movie to the DIFF board, or
yes,
does it get selected? How does that work?
No, so we were lucky with this one that Sarah is well known and loved in Durban. Her first film, the Zulu one I was talking about, Othello Burning, opened the festival in 2011.
Yes, that had rave reviews.
It was an amazing film. And that was on that basis that we actually approached it to direct our film.
Uh-huh.
And then obviously a second film, Ayanda, opened last night. And she sent, I think, Pedro or whoever else at the festival.
Pedro, the CEO
of
DIFF.
Yes, yes, uh-huh, yes. She sent them the link to an offline version we had on Vimeo. And they watched it. And obviously, they have to sort of see merit in it, showing it here, because obviously the standard is quite high. So you have to submit.
Yeah.
So then they watched it, and they were very, very keen on having it here. And we're only actually going out in cinemas countrywide in end of October, so we weren't actually planning on being ready already, so
wow.
We had to rush, but we're good.
You had to make it happen.
We did, and
you know, as a producer, I'm sure the whole connection of making the movie, you know, you see it from the very first stages to now being full-fledged and released, it must be a very intimate, no, very special process. So how do you feel now actually like showing it off to the world?
Yeah, it's been a ride, an amazing ride for us. The film is set on two books. There's Ek Anna and the State versus Anna Brevere, and it's about sexual abuse. A girl suffering sexual abuse by the hand of a stepfather, and then taking, well, revenge, you can almost say, and killing him, and the court case that ensues. I read the books. The first book came out almost 12 years ago. I read it then. Mm-hmm. And the second book came out 3 years ago, and that's when I started chasing the story. And so it's been coming 3 years with us, and it's been in a lot of potential shapes and sizes and forms.
Wow.
And this and that. But eventually, the way it worked out and it panned out with Sarah on board and with the cast, we had some amazing cast members, amongst like others, Marius Veyers, who just received the SAFTA for Lifetime Achievement at the SAFTAs this year.
Yeah.
And it's been amazing. And I'm actually very looking forward to Sunday to actually see. I mean, I've seen this film more than 20 times already.
Oh, wow.
But to see it with an audience and to see it,
their reactions as well.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
sure that must
I'm
be
very
something
much looking
interesting.
Forward to that, yeah.
But, you know, I always, whenever I watch movies, you know, yes, it can be all good and well and entertaining, but as soon as you see the heading based on a true story, or, you know, that makes you sit up and, you know, watch with a special eye. How do you actually draw the line of, I'm a human and I really feel empathy to a story, versus I'm now a producer and I need to do the show justice? Can you actually do both without being too emotional?
Yeah, I think from the get-go, our aim was to be very honest about it, and mm-hmm. to respect someone's story, and not just one person who had the courage to write the story, but a lot of people, and actually a shockingly huge amount of people going through similar stuff. And that's what I said to everyone I approached to be part of it, cast and crew, was I explained to them the situation and the story, and gave them some statistics about stuff that's actually currently still going on.
Yeah.
And said it's a respect thing, and so we had to do it as good as we can.
Yeah.
Because obviously it's a lot of people's stories, and it's not light entertainment.
Yes. I love the sound effects. This is exactly what you get at the Leading Lady Lounge. It's an interview. It's nice sound effects in the background. It's everything.
Yeah.
But from you and your personal side, Neil, where to you from here?
Well, like I said earlier, we're going out in cinemas end of October, 30th of October, countrywide. But we have submitted to a lot of other international festivals. The book, the first book, has been translated into 6 languages.
Awesome.
And we are looking to... It's a story, like I said, about abuse, about sexual abuse, emotional abuse. And it's an under-addressed issue, I can almost say. And it's something that we want to try with this project to shed some light on. And potentially just open some eyes, you know. And if one person can come forward and say, you actually helped me coming forward and telling my story,
exactly.
I think it will be great, yeah.
Look at that. A producer who's out there to make a good, positive impact in the world. Neil, thank you so much for making time for Cliff Central.
Thank you very much,
awesome stuff. CliffCentral.com.